Is there any time when you haven't been in conversation with yourself, when there hasn't been a dialogue going on in your head? Have you ever considered why this happens? I mean, really thought about it, about what's going on? I have the answer and potentially a way to deal with it. Back in time, Buddhism had a concept of the monkey mind. It arose from observations of monkeys, not apes, in the wild, continuously jumping from here to there and chattering endlessly. And it's just what happens in our heads. We're talking to our monkey mind. Hang on, where did this come from? Don't we have a logical mind managing what we do? What's this monkey mind all about? The thing is, we're far more complex than we think we are. And our monkey doesn't like it. It sees itself being usurped by this higher, more controlled mind. I'm taking a few liberties with conventional psychology here, but bear with me if you will, as I expand on what I've learned over the past few years. I want you to suspend your current paradigms about life, the universe and everything for a few minutes. You and I are infinite beings inhabiting, or more correctly, enveloping a physical body. We call this infinite being our soul. All the religious texts describe such an entity as our immortal soul, which is exactly what it is. This isn't the whole story about how we work, how we operate. Our human part has three minds. They're all one really, but this is a way of describing how it works. It's probable, although difficult to scientifically prove, as speaking as a qualified scientist, science has some shortcomings in this area. How does this all work? Be clear, this is my take on it, resulting from my learning over the past six decades. Here we go. First, the physical entity mind. There are three parts. At the base, there's what's often referred to as the reptile mind. All animals have this in some form or another. It keeps us breathing so we don't have to think about it, and it's also responsible for all our automatic activities. Then there's the monkey mind, which has a stab at what's going on around us, what we see, hear, and so on. And because there's so much going on around us, it does seem to jump around, as the Buddhists put it. The monkey mind doesn't interpret, it just sees and asks. The third level, which we share with the higher animals, is the conscious mind. This is the decision-making, logical mind, which in the majority of people, I can't speak for other creatures, tends to be dominant over our other spiritual or soul minds. There are two. The subconscious mind, often misdescribed as unconscious, which can be refused with the reptile mind, and the superconscious mind. Here's what they do. The superconscious is our external connection with the higher power, or whatever you choose to call it. One of the things you and I need to do every day is to make sure this connection is maintained. It's important. Then there's the part of the mind which probably establishes who we really are, the subconscious, which has direct access to the Akashic records, that's another story, and stores everything we do, see, hear, eat, say, and so on throughout our lives. In a way, it's like our computer file store. Everything is in there, but can we remember how to access it? Unlike our computers, with the subconscious, there are several ways we can do this. Again, another story. We use the subconscious as our mentor, as our guide. We work out our lifestyle through interaction between the human conscious mind and the spiritual subconscious. Now, is this all working for you? Probably not, or not in the most effective way. Now, you know at this point, I'm going to say I can help. Well, this is true, but there are things you can do. As I explained to a group I was talking to a few weeks ago, There are things you can start with, but you may need to know how to do them. Back to the Buddhist way. Mindfulness and meditation are where you and I start. These will be the subject of a future newsletter, and I'm not going to go into details of this now. But of course, if you do want to know now, you know what to do.